And now it's time for 5 Seconds of Fame with Terry Brown.
Hello and welcome to my 5 Seconds of Fame. Now, the first thing that I want...
Terry Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
The Cheese Shop presents The Butter Factor from the Gardner Arts Centre, which is in Brighton.
Right, Jenkins, let's go through your story once more. From what you've told us, at 6 o'clock on the night in question, you were both at home with your wife and at the Horse and Groom. Now, either you live in the Horse and Groom or you're lying.
I'm not saying anything until I get a lawyer.
Sarge, can I have a quiet word?
What is it, Neville?
There is another possibility here. Jenkins might, and I stress might, Jenkins might be omnipresent.
Yeah, thanks for your input, Neville. Leave this to me.
It says in the Bible the second coming is expected round about now. It's possible that this is him.
Give it a rest, eh, Neville?
Look, just give me a couple of minutes with him, Sarge, please.
All right, then. Can't hurt, I suppose.
Thanks a lot, Sarge.
So, what do you do for a living, then, Jenkins?
I'm a carpenter.
Oh, yeah? How long have you had that beard?
Dunno.
And you always wear sandals, do you?
Sometimes.
Glass of wine?
Yeah, all right.
Fish sandwich?
Brilliant, yeah.
Where were you at 6 o'clock on the night in question?
With my wife. No, Horse and Groom. Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit confused.
Don't lie to me, Jenkins. You're not confused. You're the second coming.
What?
Neville, what are you doing?
I'm laying my arm across the gap between two chairs, and I'd like you to stamp on it, please, sir.
Are you out of your mind? I'll break it.
It's all right, Sarge. Jenkins here will heal me. Isn't that right, Jenkins? You never could resist a good heal, could you? Come on, Sarge, do the honours.
All right.
Come on in, Jenkins, do your stuff.
What's going on?
Don't play dumb with me, Jenkins. Do you think I was born yesterday? Weave your heavenly magic on my arm now, or I'll tell everyone you broke it.
But I'm not a miracle worker, I'm just an ordinary thief.
Well, thank you very much, Jenkins. That would seem to be a confession.
Congratulations, Neville. You've done it again.
Thank you very much.
But your arm, I heard it break.
Just wood, Jenkins. I am already a one-armed man. I'll see you in court, Sunshine.
Now it's back to 5 Seconds of Fame. First up, it's Mike Berlin.
Sorry, can I just clear this up? Is the buzzer at the beginning or at the end?
Just at the end. Mike Berlin, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hope Gary Snapdragon does better. Gary, go.
Well... No, hang on, that was never 5 seconds.
No, I know. Following Mike Berlin's suggestion, we've started putting a buzzer in at the start as well as at the end. Gary Snapdragon! There's Michael Elk. Now, Michael, to avoid any confusion, let me tell you that there is a buzzer both at the beginning and at the end of your time. So when you hear this noise, I want you to start your speech. And when you hear it again, I want you to stop. Bad luck, fella. Should have been paying a bit more attention there. Well, there's only one guest left on 5 Seconds of Fame, so we've decided to give him the whole of the rest of the show to speak his piece.
Great!
That was 5 Seconds of Fame, the show where you get a chance to speak. Just not that much of a chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, the panel of judges have now reached a decision. So without further ado, let me announce the results. In third place, Rebecca Knight. In second place, William Davis. But the winner of the 1998 Cooksbridge Beautiful Baby Competition is, yet again, Graham Blackwell. Come up and collect your prize, Graham. There you go, a £10 voucher for Mothercare. And of course, the golden dummy.
Wow, don't know what to say.
That must be 25 years running now, Graham.
It's 26, Jack, actually. Wow, where do I begin? I'd like to thank my mother and father for nominating me, my wife Cheryl for everything. I'd like to thank my children, Paula, Louise, and of course little Bronwyn, who entered today but had to bow to experience on the day. You know, people say to me sometimes, you must get bored of winning, Graham. But I say no.
I say I'll never get bored of winning this beautiful village's beautiful baby contest. I say you ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you, Graham. A worthy winner yet again. Lovely soft skin and a clean nappy.
And you know, there's only one thing that spoils the day for me, and that's the fact that the losers just can't accept defeat gracefully. It happens every year. They cry and bawl their way all through my acceptance speech. You can hear them now. Well, let me tell you, they're not going to force me out. This beautiful baby is here to stay. Good night!
It's time once again for 5 seconds of fame. First up, rock musician Dave Bird. Dave, your 5 seconds starts now.
This is called Fields of Death. A one, a two, a one, two.
Bye-bye, Dave. Maybe the Dunvant Male Voice Choir will do better. And maybe they won't. Look out, it's Graham Haste. Graham, your time starts now.
Aha! And your time ends in just 20 seconds, because this is a bomb. And it's about to go off. You're all going to die.
No, not Graham. Because that's the end of your time, and you are out of here.
What?
Off you go.
But my bomb.
Oh, go on.
Oh, solid.
It's poet Felicity Fellow and her 5 seconds of fame. Felicity, go.
Homage to a homonymage by me. Bloody hell, what was that?
That was Graham. And that was Felicity Fellow. Give her a hand. Maybe one of Graham's if you can find them. If you'd like to appear on this show, write your name and address on a piece of paper and send it to a head doctor. See ya.
I'll pay for this.
Yes, I think so.
Right, OK. How much?
£4.50.
Oh, call it a fiver.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Good night. Well, it's been great catching up with you again, mate. Is that you off, or do you want to come in for a wee drink?
Right. £4.50, the 50p tip was your idea. I got the cab in, £4.50, no tip. We had 5 pints each, I bought 3 pairs, they were £2.50 each. I'm a fiver down. We played 3 frames of pool, which I paid for, that's another £2.10, a bag of chips, which you ate, well, let's say 90p's worth of. So you are £8 exactly in my debt. Now, you can pay me cash, or you can do it via the hospitality on offer in your flat. But bearing in mind, any beers, wines or spirits consumed in your flat will be assessed as supermarket purchases, which is quite hard to calculate.
You never used to be like this, Rocky. Come on, mate. We've had loads of nights out. Surely it all evens out in the end.
That's where you're wrong. A few years ago, I got sick of social occasions where I was slightly less well off at the end of the evening than my friends. So I took the liberty of keeping a ledger, and you'll be pleased to hear that you're not at the top of my list of thieving leeches. There are some social overdrafts here in excess of £50, and I don't think that friendship should come in the way of sound financial management.
Well, that's an interesting point of view, but I admire your honesty, I suppose.
And I do value your company, Dan. You're a good friend, if a little careless with other people's money.
Hey, I'll not have that said about me. Now, come in and we'll get you satisfaction. I mean, is booze a good currency?
It is.
Well, actually, yeah, I've probably only got a couple of beers and some old Advocar in the flat. Drinkable, but, you know, a bit crusty round the neck.
Whereas at my house round the corner, there's a vast array of international beers, wines and spirits. Shall we go there?
Yeah.
I took the liberty of doing a credit check on you via your work, and, I'm happy to run you a tab.
Done.
Pleasure doing friendship with you.
Welcome to Hackney for the Yum Yum Dogalot Novice Stakes. 6 lovely-looking dogs running in this race. There really is nothing to choose between them, although my personal favourite is Somerset Lad. She's not a lad, I hasten to say. She's very much a lady. I wouldn't mind wandering into her kennel with a great big bony in my pocket. What about you, Martin?
Well, stick that dog in a spangly boob tube, I'd be stiff for a week.
In the rock!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this wonderful cathedral built in the 15th century as a monument to our Lord. We like to make everyone feel at home here, except criminals seeking asylum. I'll say that now to avoid disappointment. We always prosecute. My name is Mr. Miles Stokes. I'm not the bishop. I'm the caretaker. That is, I take care. And I'd like you all to be caretakers too this afternoon. That is, I'd like you all to take care. So before you go gallivanting off down the aisle, I would like to draw your attention to this. It's the cathedral rulebook. It's about the size of a Gideon's Bible. Please read it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier. Secondly, you're probably wondering who the epileptic is on my left. His name's Graham. He's not having an epileptic fit. He's signing my words for the benefit of the hard of hearing. Say hello, Graham.
Hello.
Now sign hello. Thank you. Of course, I've no idea who among you is hard of hearing, and there's always one. But what I do know is it doesn't matter how good your ears are, most of you will completely ignore everything I say. Sorry, madam, yes, you. Can you look at me when I'm talking to you?
I think she is actually deaf. She's watching your assistant.
Ah, found the lady. There you go, everyone. It's the nun with the big cross. She's the one who can't hear a word you say. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Just get on with it, will you?
All right, pal. You know, I appreciate having a job, but I do get sick and tired of people taking an instant dislike to me. Do I smell or something?
Well...
No, I don't. Well, then like me, will you? Finally, and Graham, if you can stop signing for a moment, I don't want the nun to hear this. Personally, I don't believe in God. I find the notion of there being some supreme being more powerful than me unconvincing and slightly tasteless. I've got nothing against religion, I just don't like having it shoved down my throat by nuns. Actually, sod it, Graham, you can start signing again, I don't care what she thinks. Basically, I believe this cathedral is a waste of space. Unfortunately, it's where I live at the moment. So, if you did come here this afternoon planning to speak in tongues, or pray, or kneel, have some respect for my beliefs and do it somewhere other than my house. Enjoy your visit.
Well, the time has come here at the Dover Arena for the talking to stop and for Dave Boy Turner and Philip Gooch to find out which one of them will be the British super featherweight champion. The two men are circling each other, Gooch going in with his jab. Turner's grabbed hold of him and it's the first clinch of the bout.
Here, Gucci, second row back behind the judges. Couple of right stunners.
Yeah? Nice hook. Give me a right hook. I'll go and have a look.
Right.
All right, hook. Gucci's down. He's on his knees by the judges. He doesn't know where he is. He's just staring straight out into this lively Kent crowd. No, he's up and they're back in a clinch.
I don't fancy yours much.
What, a brunette? She's all right.
Well, if you're happy, let's go for it.
On her own?
I don't know, I didn't look.
Right hook again?
Yeah, all right.
Another right hook! Gooch is on the ropes, facing the wrong way again. I think he's got problems with his left eye. It seems to be closed. No, it's open. It's closed again. Anyone would think he was winking, honestly. Anyway, he's off the ropes.
Right, I've got eye contact. We're in.
Brilliant. Now, if I give you a combination, knocking you right off your feet, do you reckon you can clear the ropes and land on the blonde's lap?
Yeah, yeah, all right. We'll have to put you back into
it. No problem.
Oh, we're breaking again. A left, a right, a left, a right uppercut. He's knocked Turner right out of the ring. He's landed on a young lady in the crowd. I'm not sure he's going to get up from that. I'm not sure he looks like he wants to, actually. She's not bad.
He seems to be calling over Dave Boy Turner.
There seem to be some introductions going on. Now they're all sharing a joke. Well, what a turn of events. Forget the thriller in Manila. Forget the rumble in the jungle. This is the fight they are already calling the leg over in Dover.
The Memorial, ladies and gentlemen. Now, my next guest is a singer-songwriter who in the early 70s enjoyed a great deal of success, penning, amongst others, the haunting ballad Lovely Lady. After 20 years in the wilderness, an ill-fated collaboration with 10-year-old child pop sensation Aaron Barber resulted in a costly court case and a restraining order. But he's put his private hell behind him, because over breakfast one morning recently,
He realized that he was the son of God. Without hesitation, he set up a cult, inviting all disaffected souls under the age of 18 to join with him. And join they did. Ladies and gentlemen, performing their new single, please give a warm welcome to singer-songwriter Ted Ruby and his cult.
Leave your parents and your clothes at the door. Come sit with me, cross-legged on the floor. One-to-one tuition guarantees results. I'm Ted Ruby, and this is my cult. $1,000 is the registration fee.
It's cheap at twice the price.
Sign this form, make your checks out to me.
Or a credit card will suffice.
Your savings are now mine by default. I'm Ted Ruby,
and we are his cult.
Here in my cult, it's a magical world where we follow a simple credo. Everyone gets what everyone wants. Now who wants my love torpedo? All part of the initiation.
Join with us, these are the best days of our lives.
Come sing my happy song.
If you're lucky, you could be one of his wives.
It feels good, how can it be wrong?
After all, we're all consenting young adults.
That's what I tell them.
Chichester Chronicle, how can I help?
Hello, yes. I'd like to put a Valentine's Day message in this Thursday's edition.
Okay, if you'd like to read out the message for me.
Yeah, okay. It goes, my dearest Plum.
Yeah.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You taste so sweet.
Yeah.
I love to hold you.
Yeah.
Be mine forever.
Yeah.
Hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
From Derek.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's not really what we're looking for.
Oh, right.
Thanks anyway. Bye.
This is a radio reconstruction of an incident that occurred on Brighton Pier last week. The victims of the attack were the Leslie Fleck choral singers, all of whom were hospitalised after being thrown into the sea. What you are about to hear are the voices of actors. Listen carefully, and if you recognise anything in it, however trivial it may seem to you, please, let us know.
Help the blind! Help the blind!
It was a vicious and unprovoked call. We need your help to solve it. So think back. Did you maybe hear this person? We should stress that he wasn't actually whistling on the night in question, but if we hadn't had him doing something in the radio reconstruction, you wouldn't have even known he was there. Did you see him? Well, what about the blind man?
Help the blind! Help the blind!
The police are particularly anxious to talk to him because they believe that being blind, he's very likely to have very clever ears. Or maybe it was this you heard.
Ooh, ho, ho, whack, whack.
A bad animal impressionist.
I've never been so insulted in all my life. I'm off.
If you heard him, maybe you can help us. Just remember, events like this are a lot rarer than you'd think. So, if you're in a choral society, don't have nightmares. Good night.
Chichester Chronicle, how can I help?
Hello, I'd like to put an announcement of death in this week's paper.
Okay, fire away.
It goes, William James...
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It's a nice idea, but not this time. Thanks anyway, bye.
And now, Desert Island Women with Steve Davis.
All right, boys, Steve Davis here. Not the Steve Davis, obviously. I'm not the snooker player. I am Steve Davis, host of Desert Island Birds. My guest today will be no stranger to all of you who have had your cars fixed at Terry Knight's Motors. It's Terry Knight. All right, Terry.
All right, Steve.
Now, Terry, you're allowed to choose three birds to take with you onto your desert island. We've given you Kim Basinger and Carol Vorderman for a kick-off. It saves time, everyone chooses them. So, Terry, who's your first choice?
Well, Steve, I've got to think long-term. I'm thinking of people who I could spend the rest of my life with. Therefore, my first choice is someone who isn't just a pretty face. She's got a cracking pair of pins as well. It's Tiffany from EastEnders.
Of course it is, yes.
Of course, she knows her way around a bar, and that's got to be worth something.
A very intellectual choice, if I may say so. What about lady number two?
For number two, I'm thinking practical. It's an island. We're going to have to fend for ourselves. We need someone who knows a thing or two about medicine, someone who can swim like a fish, and someone, in fact, who has had some experience of living on a desert island.
You're talking about Polly off the bill.
Exactly. Give her a thermometer, some swimming lessons, and a copy of Robinson Crusoe. I reckon she's spot on.
Wise words, Terry. How about number three?
Betty Boothroyd. It's a personal thing. I'd rather not talk about it.
I respect your privacy, Terry, and also your taste. Now, you've chosen your ladies, but no desert island would be complete without a motor. What car... What car would you like to take with you?
Now, I've got to ask you a question here, Steve. Can I have a convertible Jag with four-wheel drive, even though technically they're very hard to get?
It's a fantasy, Terry. You can have what you like.
Right. In that case, I'll have an XJS, sunroof, 16 valves under the bonnet, another 16 under the seats, great big fat wheels that stick out about a foot on both sides, and a hooter that plays Three Lions by Skinner Badil and the Lightning Seeds.
Terry Knight, it's been a pleasure. Next week on Desert Island Birds... My guest will be Bill Oddie. Let's hope there isn't some horrible misunderstanding there.
Emergency services, which service do you require?
Ambulance, please. Come on.
How can I help?
Someone's collapsed on the high street. You've got to come quick.
OK, sir, just calm down. Now, if you could tell me your name, your location, and exactly what you think has happened.
My name? Philip Green.
Yeah?
I'm just outside John Menzies on Chichester High Street.
Yeah.
And this man, he's collapsed. I think it may be a heart attack.
Yeah, is he finding it hard to breathe?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can see why you called us, but it's not really our sort of thing.
But we've still got our sacks.
Good evening and welcome to Rome for the semi-final draw of the Senate Cup. Picking the home teams is my predecessor Brutus.
Hello.
And picking the away teams is his predecessor Brutus.
Hello.
Hello. OK, Brutus, if you'd like to empty the sticks into the bowl, please.
Certainly. There go the sticks into the bowl.
Are they all out?
They are all out, yes.
I'll just check. Oh, you see, there's still some in here.
Stop mucking about! I'm not mucking about.
You're both mucking about. Stop it, I'm in charge now. Right, Brutus, would you like to mix the sticks up a little bit, please?
Certainly. There you go.
Thank you. Let the draw commence.
Aye, aye.
That's a lion.
I
will fight a Christian.
I V.
That's a different Christian.
Ooh, I
will fight a different lion. Well, that concludes the draw for the semi-finals of the Senate Cup. Ties to be played on September the 1st between 10 and 10.01pm. What price? Another all-lion final.
Lions.
I'll wake up and I don't know whether I can make it through each day. I'm so lonely. I've got no one to talk to. I haven't been to work for 2 weeks. I just can't face it. My ex-wife refuses to talk to me. I see the kids once every fortnight, but it's not enough. Sometimes I just think of ending it all.
Yeah.
I've got a bottle of pills in front of me.
Yeah, no, it's not really our sort of thing. But good luck with it anyway. Keep us posted. Bye.
The Butter Factor was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Verinder, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The producer was Adam Tandy. Come to Terry Knight's Motors for all your motoring needs. Repairs, and we sell them and all. Pucker ones.